You're listening to Connecting Faith. After the resurrection, Jesus stayed on earth for 40 more days. What was he doing? What were the disciples doing? We'll address it next with David Bryan. David is formerly a pastor, a minister at large with the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, president of Concerts of Prayer International. He's authored several books, including Christ is All. He's founder and president of Proclaim Hope, an outreach whose goal is to serve a nationwide Christ awakening. And David blogs regularly, and one of his recent blogs was wondering about those 40 days and how we could join in and make these 40 days after Easter more significant in our spiritual journey. Welcome back to Connecting Faith. I always love to connect with you.
Yeah, and it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
You had a recent blog post, you know, talking about how we celebrate Holy Week, the days leading up to and including Jesus' death and resurrection, but then, you know, the time between Jesus' resurrection and ascension, not much attention is given there. So why is this segment of time so important in our faith?
Well, it's a good question. I've always found it curious that I don't think I've ever heard a sermon on this. Rarely have I ever even heard anybody bring it up, but it's always intrigued me that once Jesus, you know, died and been raised from the dead, in a sense, his mission was finished. And the next step was to ascend to the right hand of the Father and sit down and become king of the universe. But instead, he postponed that coronation and stayed behind another 40 days. We read about that in Acts chapter 1. And you just say, now, you know, what was that all about? Why did he feel that that was so essential? I mean, he'd already had 3 years with his disciples, and he's the master teacher. You wonder, what more could he possibly have to tell them that he hasn't already told them? And yet we read in Acts 1 that he stayed behind those 40 days in order to do two things, to give them convincing evidences, so I guess multiple evidences that he really was alive from the dead, and secondly, to teach them about the kingdom of God. Well, of course, that was one of his major topics for 3 years before. So I got to thinking about that and decided when I write this, I've often wanted to preach on it or something, so I decided to write a blog on it, which helps me then to think things through. And one of my first thoughts, Neil, was that the idea of 40 days is repeated in different parts of Scripture. You know, you have Noah is in the flood for 40 days. You have Moses up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments. He's up there for 40 days. Of course, you have Jesus beginning his ministry, and that's interesting. He begins it with 40 days in the wilderness in battle with the Prince of Darkness. Now he ends his time on earth with 40 days walking in the victory of the resurrection. And so, I said, okay, so then the idea of 40 days, there's some reasons why it was 40, not 30, not 50, or whatever. But then I started thinking of some of the incidences that are recorded at the end of the Gospels. For example, part of those 40 days is Jesus on the Emmaus Road. That's day one of the 40, where he's talking to these two disciples, actually walks with them for almost 7 miles. It says he opens to them everything in the Scriptures about himself, and we know how it ends with them saying to each other, our hearts were really warmed when he walked with us and opened the Scriptures to us. And then a few hours later, he's meeting with his disciples in the upper room, still Easter, so it's still the first day of the 40. But even there, we know exactly what it says he does. He eats in front of them, gives them proof that he really isn't a spirit, that he's really alive, physically raised from the dead. And then it says, you know, he opens their hearts to understand the Scripture. So there he is again, digging into the Scriptures with them. And, you know, then later we read in John how he shows up when 7 of the disciples are fishing, and he brings them over and has them join him for breakfast. This is part of those 40 days. And he does some more teaching around the campfire. In Acts chapter 10, when Peter is talking to Cornelius and sharing the gospel, he mentions to Cornelius how Peter is one of a number of people who witnessed Jesus alive from the dead. And then he adds this phrase, and we ate and drank with him. So here's Jesus hanging around, sort of like the good old days. He's eating with them, drinking with them, fellowshipping with them. But in the course of all of that, he's teaching them about the kingdom of God. So here's my last thought. So then I thought, well, what could he possibly be teaching that he hadn't already covered? Or were the disciples so dense that he knew, man, these guys need another 40 days? And I finally decided, well, if I was one of those disciples, everything I would have heard the first 3 years would take on a totally new meaning for me when I saw the one who taught them now alive from the dead, something that is absolutely impossible, a miracle beyond even the creation of the universe. This is extraordinary. And so it sort of gives me what I call King Jesus glasses. It gives me a whole new way of looking at everything, including even looking at the Gospels, in the light of how all of this is now reflected in one who has conquered the dead, and then at the end of 40 days ascended, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. It puts everything in a new light. So I assume what he was doing during those 40 days is taking them back over a lot of what he had already talked to them about, but helping them to see it in a new way, because now they could see it in light of eternity, in light of the victories, in a sense, in light of the future, which was now right there in the present, because the future is the resurrection of all of us. Well, the resurrection's already begun with Jesus, so in a sense, the future's already there in front of them. And if I had time, and we don't, and I promise I'm about to stop here, but you know, you could go back through the Gospels and ask yourself, how do I see this differently if I look at it in light of the kingship and the victories of Jesus? You know, one last thought, and I'll pause. One thing I've discovered over the last few years, Neil, as I've been teaching what we call the Christ Institutes, is that when I get into teaching about the resurrection, which is a part of what the teaching on who Christ is for, so I look at his incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. When I talk about the resurrection, I don't know how many times I'll have somebody come up to me at a break, and they'll say to me essentially, you know, I never really thought that Jesus is alive right now with a body. That it sort of was in my mind, I guess they would say, that he's sort of floating somewhere, sort of like almost like a spirit. But to think that he still is alive and everything he's doing in the body, the resurrection body, that a lot of Christians don't even think about that. So I just feel like, yeah, those 40 days were absolutely essential so that they knew he was alive from the dead. They knew he was victorious. They knew the kingdom was real and here and now, and that he was the king, so that when he finally sent them out to the ends of the earth, they would know exactly why they were going and who they were going for, and be able to stand up even against the greatest resistance in order to press forward in this wonderful mission that all of us still share in, which is to bring the gospel to the peoples of the earth.
David, if we were to maybe approach these 40 days in a fresh new way, but maybe just a word, and then say about the Christ Institute's videos, how we could make these 40 days more significant heading toward the ascension?
Great question. I think there are probably any number of answers to that. One thing that all of our listeners may be interested to know, because I don't know that this has ever happened before anywhere, and that is starting next week, the only fully accredited Christian college here in New Jersey, which is Pillar College, is actually for the second time now offering a full semester course called Christ Alive, and it's for 3 hours credit. It has lectures, it has papers, but the fact is it's designed to help people spend these 40 days with a more academic, in-depth look at who Christ is right now. And so that's why it's called Christ Alive, who he is right now. And so for anybody that's in the New York City region, you know, that would certainly be one of my suggestions. You know, just if you take the book of Isaiah, for example, just take the first 40 chapters, one chapter a day. But when you read through it, don't just read it for what it says, but read it for what it means in terms of Jesus. In other words, Jesus spent most of those 40 days opening their hearts to see who he was in the Old Testament scriptures in a way he could not have done until they saw him alive from the dead and understood that he really did fulfill everything that God had purposed and promised and prophesied. Well, now go back through the book of Isaiah. The first 40 chapters, the 40th chapter ends by, open a way in the wilderness that all flesh may see the glory of God. There's so many wonderful parts of the first 40 chapters that look ahead, that foreshadow all that Jesus not only would be, but who he is at this very moment. And take a yellow highlighter. I've done this myself in your own Bible, or get another Bible if you don't want to mark up the one you usually use. But every time you come across a verse or verses that speak of who Jesus is or foreshadows or points toward who he is right now, alive, spend the next 40 days just looking like his disciples did as he taught them, looking at the Old Testament, some portion of the Old Testament, and discovering how much. I have found that about 65% of my Old Testament has turned yellow as I've done this, because there is so much in the Old Testament that foreshadows and points toward and explains a lot of who Jesus is right now, sitting at the right hand of the Father. The third thing, you mentioned the Christ Institutes. If anybody wants to Google the Christ Institutes, you'll go right to the site, and there's three options you have for going through what is about almost 10 hours of very dynamic, creative, visually impactful teaching on the seven dimensions of Christ supremacy, as I call it. You can go through it at your own pace, and it'll tell you how to do that. You can set up to where you get an email every other day with about a 15 to 20 minute video clip that takes you ultimately through the entire curriculum, but breaks it down into 55 segments, makes it very manageable. Or you can opt out using an app, a free app you can get, and it tells you how. You can opt out for a 21-day adventure where you get a 5 or 6 minute video on your mobile device, and it gives you a little sampling of some of the teachings on who Jesus is and those seven dimensions of his supremacy. 21 days doesn't get you through the 40 days, but at least what you would be doing if you do this is exactly what the disciples were doing between the resurrection and the ascension, and that is they were walking with Jesus, letting him teach them more about himself in his supremacy, that is, about his kingdom, and discovering from Scripture things about him they had not seen, even though they had been with him for 3 years already.
An opportunity to increase our understanding of who Jesus is today as we look at these 40 days. Take advantage of that opportunity. You can Google Christ Institutes. You can go to christnow.com, find out, get signed up for David's blog, and be encouraged daily in your walk, your faith walk, as we understand more about who Jesus is. David Bryant, known as a proclaimer of Christ and messenger of hope, founder and president of Proclaim Hope, an outreach whose goal is to serve a nationwide Christ awakening. And David's also author of a number of books, including Christ Is All. And David, we always enjoy the opportunity to talk with you. Thank you for just this little brief invite today to make these days after Easter significant for us in our faith story.
Well, I'm glad that you share that vision with me, and that's why we're together right now.